AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Iran has confirmed that the next round of nuclear talks with the United States this weekend will be held in Rome after earlier confusion over where the negotiations would be held. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports the Trump administration says Kilmar Obrego-Garcia is not coming back to the U.S. from El Salvador.
The Trump administration says it's staying firm in the case of a man living in Maryland who was wrongly deported to El Salvador. The Supreme Court has said the administration must facilitate Kilmar Obrego-Garcia's release.
He is not coming back to our country.
Attorney General Pam Bondi notes El Salvador's president said this week he will not send back Obrego-Garcia.
That's the end of the story. If he wanted to send him back, we would give him a plane ride back.
Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen got on a plane this morning to El Salvador, saying on social media he hopes to visit Obrego-Garcia and make the case for returning him.
This is about due process. This is about rule of law.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports California will sue to stop Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the president lacks the authority to impose a 10% tariff on all imports and that enacting such tariffs requires approval from Congress. The Democratic governor also says the tariffs are driving up prices and threatening jobs in California. The lawsuit will ask for the tariffs to be blocked. Trump says the tariffs are designed in part to spur U.S. manufacturing and balance trade deficits with other countries. Newsom's announcement comes days after he asked countries to exempt California exports from retaliatory tariffs. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. South African law enforcement officials have rescued an American missionary who was abducted by armed and masked men.
45-year-old American citizen Josh Sullivan from Tennessee had been based in the Motherwell Township branch of the Fellowship Baptist Church, Eastern Cape Province, since 2018, alongside his wife and two children. While delivering a sermon, four men broke into the church, stealing two cell phones from members of the congregation before seizing Sullivan from the pulpit and bundling him out of the building. His truck was found abandoned a few hours later. According to police, a shootout had begun when suspects in a car tried to escape. Three identified suspects were then killed, police said, and Sullivan freed, miraculously unharmed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's defense minister said that troops will remain in so-called security zones in the Gaza Strip, Lebanon, and Syria indefinitely. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.